Manuel here with a quick take. Why should we care about global trade? Civilization grows from growth in output and or multi-factor productivity and capital accumulation. These are constrained by the production possibility frontier of the human race. To the degree that producers and consumers can exploit comparative advantages by accessing global markets for intermediate and final goods, the citizens of the world benefit and their welfare is improved. The potential reversals that severe disruptions to global trade can cause the human civilization can be intuited from the effects periodic disruptions to the flow of important commodities like petroleum have on the welfare of whole sectors, regions, and nations. The severity of disruptions is differentiated by the wealth held by given households, firms, and governments, and whole nations. Some nations have greater factor endowments than do others. Some states are better organized and produce better public goods than do others. Some firms are wealthier, more efficient, and are embedded in more stable markets and belong to wealthier and more powerful states than others. Some households and individuals are wealthier, better employed, and live in wealthier, more powerful states than others. Finally, some states are allied and coordinate closer with more powerful and wealthier states, right? In all, the economic, social, and political integration of the peoples of the world can exhibit fragility in response to shocks. These shocks can cause important reversals to hyper-specialization that characterizes the modern world. If sustained, disruptions can leave whole nations, regions, and the world poorer. The lifestyles we enjoy can be imperiled. This is why the state of global trade matters.